Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have in studio with us today Ray Kane. He is the board president for Beyond the Yellow Ribbon of Cottage Grove and surrounding areas, and we also are joined by State Representative Tony Juergens, who is telling me he's here as a concerned citizen.
As a private citizen.
As a private citizen. Yes. It's great to see both of you. Thanks for coming in. So, Tony, first I'm going to turn it over to you. You were the one that thought this would be a good opportunity to introduce Ray to this area. Tell us, please.
Yeah, and Ray can talk a little bit more, too, about how the Cottage Grove area Beyond the Yellow Ribbon got involved in Hastings. But when they did, and I've been familiar with Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. I've walked in parades with them before and been to their board meetings. And because I have also been around Hastings, I thought that maybe I could help get them in front of people like yourself here in Hastings and the Hastings Rotary. We've been in touch with them, and Ray spoke at the Knights of Columbus meeting last week. So just helping get the word out in Hastings about the organization, what a fine organization Beyond the Yellow Ribbon is, and when people would know to contact them, how they can contact them, and Ray can give you a little bit more background about that.
And though we don't have a Beyond the Yellow Ribbon specifically in Hastings, we are falling under your umbrella.
Yes, that's correct.
Great. So tell us a little bit about the program itself.
So Beyond the Yellow Ribbon of Cottage Grove was founded in 2011, and we just expanded around 2016 to encompass the Newport, St. Paul Park, and then the Hastings area just recently came up by the state, asked us to help and assist Hastings with their Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program. So Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program, we like to establish a community network and fundamental services for supporting veterans and empowering veterans, military personnel, and their families to assist them in finding their needs or guiding them into the right direction of what services they are provided.
And how many Beyond the Yellow Ribbon programs are in the state? Do you know?
No, I don't know exactly. There's several. There's a huge network up north in the Twin Cities. So Beyond the Yellow Ribbon network is split into three different categories for the southern area, the metro area, and the northern area. So there's a YROC or a Yellow Ribbon coordinator that's assisting cities building their organizations, empowering them, and getting them stabilized within the networks.
So tell us who would use your programs. You've mentioned veterans. You mentioned people that are in the military right now. But is that meaning their spouses then too?
Yes, we've actually helped quite a few spouses in the area. We had a veteran, actually a service member, call us from overseas and saying, hey, his wife had an issue with the garage door. The garage door was basically fell off because of a DIY project that happened before they bought the house. We called the...
She violated the first rule of a good spouse. You don't ever say anything's going wrong at home.
Oh, yes, that's yes. Exactly.
Everything's great.
Everything's great.
How are
Don't
you?
Don't worry about the garage door that fell off that you didn't put on correctly.
Well, in her offense, it was pretty cold out. It was in the middle of winter, so she couldn't park her car,
car
in
the
garage.
Okay.
But we called Hastings Garage Door Repair, and they went out there. They took care of her. They fixed the garage door spring. They fixed the panel on the back of the panel. So everything was taken care of. And that eased the spouse's overseas mind pretty good. So it was exciting to get that taken care of. He wrote a nice letter to us and said, hey, thanks for taking over those things.
So tell us some other examples of things that we would turn to Beyond the Yellow Ribbon for.
You know, a lot of veterans, they don't know exactly all their benefits, or when they leave the military, they're excited to get out of the military and they start their lives.
Grow their hair long.
Grow their beards and enjoy that process. It's the biggest thing is, veterans don't really understand their benefits, and then when they get to the crisis mode, that's when they start to reach out for help. So part of our process that we have is that we, if they're currently a service member, we go to the FACT, the Family Assistance Coordinator, and we have them assist them. We go to this county service officer, which is Steve in Washington County, and Lisa and her team in Dakota County. And then what they do is they call us back if they need anything from us. We like to fill in the gaps and not repeat services or duplicate services that are already provided from the VA or the county services.
So it's almost just making people aware.
Yeah, a lot of it's a lot of our calls are making veterans and their families aware of services that are there. But then we fill in the gaps. We had a lot of deployed soldiers this year during Christmas. They had a hard time with Christmas. and they're overseas, they're deployed. So what we did is we provided a city council's members, gave us some names, counselors from the schools, principals, the VFWs, the American Legion said, hey, these are veterans in need, or they're struggling, their families are overseas, they're kind of having a little issue. So we networked with a lot of our local community members, and we got, we call them little projects or things to do when their husbands are overseas, like science museum tickets, movie passes, Christmas gifts. So it was kind of nice to give them something that they can do and provide for them while they're overseas, kind of get them out of the house kind of thing. But we also provide grants for, we wrote several grants for veterans within the area with the Home Depot project. We just recently done one on the kind of the border of Hastings and Cottage Grove. Gentleman has PTSD, headaches, migraines a lot. So we basically built him a path out in the woods to where you get underneath the woods where you can take his sunglasses off. Migraines won't really hit him as much. And he can let his service dog run around and he kind of get free out of the house. So we do a lot of different projects, you know, going to just finding services for people, assisting people in getting their cars repaired, or finding a community member that's going to be able to support them that are vet friendly. Or just supporting them with having somebody go mow their lawn. The Vets of Steel from 3M are currently working with, I think, two or three Hastings and Prescott soldiers, shoveling their driveways, helping them mow their lawn when they're overseas. We have just one recently, a guy broke his leg. He's a World War II veteran. We're helping him shovel his driveway and his sidewalk. So there's just those little things that we're doing to support the community.
So a lot of times it's that you don't have a huge budget, by the way.
No, not at all.
But you can help put the veterans in contact with somebody that can help them, and they might give them a break on the cost, like the garage door repair,
yes,
or an auto repair. But there are some times when you are, through donations that people have made to your organization, where you can give the gift certificate so they can go to a movie at the Hastings Theater or something like that for a night out that they might not otherwise be able to do.
Yes, the... we just had a fundraiser through the VFW. The American Legion donated gift cards. The VFW donated some, I mean, it was like $5,000, the Cottage Grove Lions. So all these communities came together and donated $5,000 for the Christmas. So that's when we had the greatest opportunity to do stuff like that. And then we had a deploy soldier go overseas, and he can't, you know, he's very concerned about his dog. So we had a foster family foster the dog. So we helped foster that, you know, the food, and we just, you know, helped with a veterinarian, hooked them up, and we paid for the shots. So, you know, they're doing the exams for free, but when it comes to medicine or shots,
how's
like
the
that,
dog doing?
Great. Stella's awesome.
Stella.
Yeah,
I was
Stella's
just gonna
awesome.
Tell her about Stella.
Yeah, Stella's, I mean, it's a great dog, and Steve Campos is one of our veterans in our area, does great community service for us, and is one of our mentors in the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. And having him help with Stella, and it's great having him come over to the meetings and bringing Stella in there twice now. So, and we bought little gifts for her. And then Chuck and Don's actually called us in Cottage Grove and said, hey, you have a box here for stuff to pick up. And I'm like, no, we didn't buy anything. They're like, no, it's from donations from the community. So
for
that was
Stella.
Awesome. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For Stella.
So nice. Yep. So you mentioned you're a board member, you're the board president.
Yes.
How is the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon set up?
So our Beyond the Yellow Ribbon is set up to where we have the president, vice president, we have a secretary, we have a marketing coordinator, we have a treasurer, we have some board members, and then we have the past president or the past chair. So there's always somebody there supporting the current president if they have any questions or need, and then the vice president takes on all the veterans' requests. But we have the board members are part of, like, once again, Newport, St. Paul Park, all have a city representative representing their cities. Cottage Grove has the public safety members that come in that are done, and then we have two city council members that are assigned to us. Actually, one's officially assigned to us through the mayor, but they both enjoy being here and being with our group that they both wanted to stay. So we have both of them. So Steve Dennis and Justin Olson are both on our board, so it's pretty awesome. So we have several board members, community partners.
And I think that that's a great way to show that the city is committed to mm-hmm. the program as
yes.
well. And it's a testament, like Ray was saying, when I believe, was it Steve was on the board?
Yes.
And then when Justin got reappointed to the board, because Justin was on the board years ago,
yes.
Steve said, but I don't want to leave. So he stayed involved with it. And kind of the same thing is starting here in Hastings, too. Councilmember Lori Brox is the council liaison to the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, just to show that support on the, from the city's part as well.
And we have a great support within the community. Carla Bingham, she comes to our events. Wayne Johnson, he was on our board, and then when he became a county commissioner, he left, but officially, but he's always involved in our events. We do a lot within the area, and they're always supporting our events. We take care of the family day for one of the units, so we're there helping their during their family day, doing their games and stuff like that, so the soldiers and the people that are there don't have to run those things.
Man the booths.
Yeah, yeah. We do it for them, and Carla Bingham's there, Wayne Johnson's there, Steve, everybody's there helping us during that process, so it's great to have them there and assist us.
Is it hard for you to find out who's deployed because of privacy things? Because I would assume that's a challenge.
Yep, that's a big challenge. We have Sarah Johnson and Nikita from the Cottage Grove unit that kind of helps us with guiding us on the proper steps to take to make sure that we're doing it. So if the soldiers or their families want to reach out to us and tell us, hey, we have care packages. Like, we had three soldiers reach out to us about care packages, and we gave their names, and we asked them for authorization, gave their names to the American Legion in St. Paul Park, and now they're sending care packages to them.
I was going to say, and that's part of the reason why we want to get the word out about Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, so that people can contact Ray when they have needs.
And how do they go about doing that, please?
So we have an email. It's cgbtyr@gmail.com. Or our phone number is 612-584-2897. And we have three people that are the man email and three people that man the phone at all times. So, and then the phone, if we don't get to answer it, it goes right to voicemail, and it's subscribed to us and through an email. So we're very, very insistent that we take care of those emails right away and then make contact right away within 24 to 48 hours.
Might you give the email address again, please?
It is CG.
So CG.
Yep.
And then Beyond the Yellow Ribbon,
yep,
BTYR.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. And is there a place that people could go to look up all of the things that you could help them with?
Well, we have a Facebook page, Cottage Grove Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, as our Facebook page. You can look at that, see some of our events that we do. And there is a state website that looks at, but every Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, once again, is different. They all support different things and all have different specialties. So within their cities might be different, but we're a very large volunteer organization. We're working with the community. We try to assist veterans in any way possible. Sometimes it's immediate assistance. Sometimes we take a couple months and we write a grant out to the Home Depot. We have a great relationship with the Home Depot in Woodbury and the store manager. He runs the grant program, so we write grants for them. So we did, I think we're at five grants right now with the Home Depot project. We just did, we helped a veteran that lost his legs after World War II, and it just after his injuries, mm-hmm. suddenly came up that we had to get his legs amputated. So we spent $600 on a toilet. I mean, $600 for a toilet, but it was 26 inches high. It was a high toilet. We put bars in his bathroom to help him up. And that was Home Depot project too, is that they helped with the bars. They supported us with the bars. We had a gentleman that scuffed his legs because his legs were injured, so he'd kind of drug his legs a little bit, and the deck kind of was loose a little bit, so they built a deck for us. When we were there, we noticed that his carpet was pilling because he was scuffing his legs. So we worked with the VA, and their family got a grant from the VA, but it didn't cover the labor and all the other stuff, so Home Depot covered that process for us too. So got new flooring for him and got him taken care of. So we just did a kitchen for a gentleman up in Forest Lake. One of the relatives lives down here, contacted us. So we helped them get a new kitchen, new cabinets, new flooring, all that kind of stuff. So we do really well with trying to see what we can do the best of our ability to help that veteran and help them. But we also make sure that they go to the county service officer to make sure that they're in that community now and they're taking care of all their benefits. And they're actually being followed up with their PTSD or their medicine, their benefits, and just going out there to make sure that they're 100% taken care of and they're getting follow-up.
So, Mo, there's a few ways where your listeners can help. Number one, if they want to donate money to the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon and for Cottage Grove and surrounding areas, they'll gladly accept those. If they have skills, if they can help shovel a driveway or a sidewalk or rake a lawn in the fall or mow a lawn in the summertime, if they're willing to do that, get in touch with Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. And if you have a car repair company or you're a carpenter or a plumber, any of those types of skills that you'd be willing to just help out, they're not asking you to do it for free, but if you could do, maybe give a service member or their family a break for some of those, given the circumstances, they would appreciate that.
Yeah, and simple things. You know, somebody called me up and said, hey, the heater's not working. And basically we went in there and just their husband was overseas, and we just looked at the filter. We changed the filter for him. We cleaned off the sensor. And for me, I would never know that in the beginning, but I know it now because I was taught recently. But it's those little things that you have those skills that you might be able to provide. We do have an email that goes out once a month too. So if you go on our Facebook page, there's an email sign up for MailChimp. We send out emails once a month.
That would be helpful for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not sending out 20 or 30. We send out a meeting notice, an agenda, or a request that we have. So if you have anything that you know that you can do, we always have a reference guide in our contact list.
And to Tony's point, I think there's probably going to be a lot of people listening that want to help out in some way, do some volunteer work, and this is certainly a wonderful cause. So the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Cottage Grove and surrounding areas does include Hastings. Yes. And so we want to get the word out about that. And Ray Kane is the board president for Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and we're grateful that you came in. Anything else you want to tell us?
No, I just really appreciate the support that we've already got from the community, and we're looking forward to continuing that support and helping out veterans within your community.
Sounds wonderful. Anything else from you,
Mr. J? No, well, thank you for having us in. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you. Our guest today, Ray Kane, with the Cottage Grove and surrounding areas Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and also State Representative Tony Juergens, and we're grateful that they both took the time to come in and fill us in about what's going on with the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program in Hastings. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.